Here's a thought I'll title, Angle to the Sun. The age-old wisdom from the Yellow Box Photo Gods, also known as Kodak, was to always put the sun over your shoulder, and with your back to the sun, that way the light would come down and illuminate your subject, your family member standing in front of something interesting, to make the quintessential tourist photograph. I remember even being in Disneyland, where they had little circles on the asphalt sidewalk that said, subject stands here, and then at some distance, another circle where photographer stands here, and if you point your camera at the subject, the background of Disneyland would make the perfect picture. Well, as has been true so many times, I find more success and much more interesting pictures when I do exactly the opposite of what Kodak advised. To me, the most spectacular light is either coming left to right or right to left at a 90-degree angle from the direction I'm pointing my camera, or even steeper than that. Maybe even take the subject and make it, if not thoroughly backlit, totally backlit, 180 degrees backlit, maybe off of that just a little bit. And backlighting brings the shadows toward me, which is a much more interesting perspective in a photograph, particularly a landscape photograph, than to have the shadows receding into the distance and having very little importance in the composition. It's often been said that the first rule of composition is knowing where to stand. And I like that idea. But I would maybe modify it just a little bit and say the most important thing in composition is controlling the angle to the sun, or whatever the primary source of illumination is if it's not the sun. Because photography is, of course, light writing, it seems like light ought to be one of the first things we take into account. And such simplistic rules of thumb as put the light over your right shoulder and have it shine directly on the subject doesn't seem to offer much creative control in terms of that most important element of light. Worse, it makes the people in our portraits staring into the sun and squinting and making awful scrunched up faces, particularly on hot, very sunny days. So, in spite of what Kodak advises, my first choice is always to have me aimed roughly toward the sun, maybe not directly at it, but off at some angle, so that I'm using the sun to make more interesting and creative light than simply blasting the light from over my shoulder, which tends to make subjects relatively flat.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.